What would you do if you wanted to find a specific sound on the internet? Maybe you want to find the sound associated with a peaceful southern night. Drinking your iced tea, taking in the night view, feeling the breeze on your face. Where would you go for that? We know where to go for video or music, but if you're looking for sound, then your options are a little more limited. Until now. Because now, there's a sonic dictionary. Mary Caton Lingold is a graduate student in English at Duke University. She came up with the idea for the Sonic Dictionary a few semesters back when she was trying to find a music reference to send her students to.
This idea came about when I was teaching a course last semester on music genres and working with students who are non-specialists in music to describe the sounds of musical instruments and distinguish particular genres, and we found that this could be challenging because there's not any reference sources that students could turn to verify. Oh, I think that's a bassoon. Is that a bassoon?
By the way, this is what a bassoon sounds like. Junior Tom Shelburne was in Mary Caton's class last semester called Sounds of the South. As part of the class, the students collected sounds that are symbolic of Southern living. Those sounds are part of an internet exhibit, but they have also been added to the Sonic Dictionary. Tom picked the Southern spiritual, Swing Low, Sweet Chariot, as one of his sounds.
So we went to go and see the Fisk Jubilee Singers. They came to Duke for a concert, and I believe they were here for sort of like a week-long workshop working with a local school. And, yeah, they sung Swing Low, Sweet Chariot, which I noticed straight away as being a sound from my home country, but in a very different context to how everyone else was hearing it. It's actually a chant that you will hear at every international rugby game. Yeah, you will hear that song often louder than the national anthem at times. I actually started looking into how this came about, really. It dates back to the late 80s, when a group of schoolboys just started singing it, as it was one of their favorite hymns from their chapel services at school. And England was down against Australia, also a very good rugby nation. They scored three times in sort of the last few minutes, and England came to sort of claw back the game and win sort of a fantastic victory, so that the song kind of stuck.
So why would you want any of this? I asked Mary Caton. She said you'd want it for the same reason you want a regular dictionary, to figure out if your understanding of a given term is accurate or not. Take some simple examples. Do you know what corn shucking sounds like? Or how about a front porch? What sound best represents that? Here's a hint. You already heard it. Hear that rocking chair? That's what separates the sound of the front porch from just hearing a bunch of crickets. It's these fine distinctions that a sonic dictionary is useful for. And in the future, who knows? Maybe we won't have front porches anymore, and a sound like that will be all that remains. For WUNC News, I'm Alex Granados.